Our devotion for Tuesday of Holy Week is Christ Rose According to the Scriptures. We turn to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4, where Paul writes, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. I broke my word, and of all people, I broke my word to my own son. It wasn't malicious or intentional. I had every intention of keeping my word. It was just that what I had said was no longer possible. Other obligations had come up, and plans would have to change. If you've had that experience of letting down someone you love, then you likely also know how small it makes you feel, how powerless we can feel when we so want to keep our word, but for one reason or another, we fail. It's difficult for us to fathom one who always keeps his word. Yet this is who God is, the one who always keeps his word. Imagine the most difficult promise a person could ever make. Could it compare to the promises God has made? He promised a Savior who would die for us, and if that were not enough, a Savior who would then rise from the grave. Have you ever considered how the burial of Jesus makes his resurrection that much more amazing? The fact that Jesus' lifeless body rested in a tomb makes the reality of the situation clear. Jesus did not merely faint, nor did the cross render him unconscious. He died, and his time in a grave, sealed with its stone door, put an exclamation mark on that truth. So when Jesus was raised on the third day, the miracle was that much greater. God had not abandoned his Holy One to decay. His sacrifice was sufficient to take away the world's sin and to send death reeling, robbed forever of its sting. God had kept his word according to the Scriptures and brought to fulfillment the promise first made at the world's beginning. For creatures like you and me, whose own word is often so flimsy and frail, God has kept his word. Jesus lives. This means all our failures are forgiven, and we can look forward to God's promises still to come. Our bodies raised from their graves like Jesus's, and eternal life in his kingdom. We pray. Father, in this wavering world, grant me confidence in your unshakable promises. Amen.